奉主耶稣圣。
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典。啊，在安息日，我们一起聚集啊，来学习主耶稣的道理。
With the graces of the Lord, we're going to study, the teachings of Jesus.
那今天早上啊，想要用箴言的一段记载啊，来作为彼此分享的题目。
So this morning we're going to use a passage from Proverbs to, talk about our topics.
啊，在箴言，我们知道箴言哈啊，被称之为智慧的书信。智慧书。
We know that Proverbs is considered the book of wisdom.
啊，不只是因为啊，这书中有许多教导我们得智慧的方式。
Not only that this book has a lot of wisdom teachings.
啊，同时在里面也不断的强调啊，一个人得智慧的重要。
And it also emphasized the importance of receiving wisdom.
所以在箴言的第四章里面
，So in Proverbs chapter 4,
他就做了一个很强烈的对比。
There is a strong comparison.
在这对比当中，告诉我们说，一个人必须要求得智慧。
That here it states that a person must pursue wisdom.
因为只有得到智慧，他的生命才会得到保守。
Because only wisdom can allow us to receive protection.
只有高举智慧这个人生才能找得到它的意义跟价值。
Only with wisdom that you can find the true meaning of
life. 所以在箴言里面告诉我们说，我们要持守。要把握住这个智慧使得它在我们这个人生的路上来引导我们的脚步。
So that we have to capture this wisdom so it can guide us to the path of life.
我们来看一下箴言的第四章。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节这里说，我儿，你要听我的言语，就必延年益寿。我已经指教你走智慧的道路，引导你行正直的路。你行走，脚步不致狭窄；你奔跑，也不致跌倒。十三节。
Verse 13.
要持守训诲，不可放松，必当谨守，因为它是你的生命。在这里告诉我们说，智慧要赐给我们的好处。
Here it tells us what wisdom will provide us.
它告诉我们说，我们有智慧可以得尊荣。
So with wisdom, we will receive respect.
如果有智慧，我们就要得长寿。
So with wisdom, we will have longevity.
有智慧要得引导。
And with wisdom, we will have guidance.
得智慧会得到扶持。
So with wisdom, we will receive
support.
Support.
那最后得智慧可以得着生命。
So at the end, when you have wisdom, you would have life.
所以在这里一直强调那个智慧的重要。
So here it relentlessly states the importance of wisdom.
在接下来呢，则是做一个善恶的对比。
So here it has a comparison between good and evil.
从十四节以下就开始讲到这个善跟恶的差别。
And it gives us a good comparison of between wicked.
那告诉我们说，这个恶人好像一时看起来很风光。
So with the wicked might look glorious at one point.
但是他们却最终还是会跌倒的。
But at the end they will still fall.
但是一个义人
But a righteous person.
就是一个懂得智慧的人。
Someone who knows wisdom.
这个人在生活当中以智慧做引导的人。
In someone who have guidance through their wisdom.
在十八节这里说。
In verse 18 here it says.
十八节这里说，但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
So here it states, the path of the righteous is like the first glimpse of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day.
在这里说一个义人他的脚步。
So here it says that the righteous steps.
这说这个脚步好像黎明的光一样。
It's almost like a glimpse of light.
这个黎明的光一开始看起来没有很亮。
So at the light of the dawn, it's not very bright.
好，如果我们有那种整晚不睡哈，在外面等那个日出啊，等着要看日出的，就知道。
So if we don't sleep and we wait for the rise of the sun.
好，你如果在那地平线那里等，你如果在看啊，远远的看那个地平线慢慢一点点小光的出现。
And if you look straight and you see the rims.
好的。啊，它，你看那个太阳逐渐冒出头来。
And you see the blips of the sun.
啊，一开始看起来好像很微弱。
First, you it might seem weak.
啊，但是随着时间的过去。
And through time.
啊，慢慢太阳升起来。
And the sun will rise.
啊，那个光就越来越明亮。
And the sun will shine as.
啊，在这里告诉我们说，一个艺人的生命就是这样子。
And here it tells us, this describes the life of a wizard.
啊，有时候要做一个艺人呐，好像在这个世道上是很傻的事情。
So to sometimes it might seem foolish to be a righteous person.
啊，在这世界上，你还在这种社会的风气里面，你还要保守正直，有时候会被身旁的人所嘲笑。
And people might laugh at you in this world that you still feel that you need to be a righteous person.
啊，好像吃亏了。
It seems like you're being taken advantage of.
哦，好像那个小光一样啊，这个一下子就不见了。
It's just like that weak light. It almost disappears.
啊，但是如果你在生命当中持守你的正直
，So, but in your life, you have if you are righteous.
啊，行在主耶稣所吩咐的教训之上
，And you are on the path of Jesus' words.
那你就会看到你的人生的路越走越宽
，And you will see that you are.Your path will be wider.
或许一开始不好走
，In the beginning it might be rough.
但是你在走过之后
，And as you walk past,
你再回头去看
，And when you turn back,
啊，你才会发觉说，原来神所引领我的是到那个更宽阔的地方。
Then you will realize that God have guided you to the wider path.
哦，像那个日光日头出来一样，越来越明亮。
Just like the sunrise from a dim light to very bright.
哦，所以圣经上告诉我们说，我们行善呐，不要灰心呐，不要丧志。
So don't feel that you are being taken advantage when you do good deeds.
哦，好像做善事、做好事，有时候啊，反而会受到一点吃了一点亏，受到一点亏损。
So don't feel like you're being taken advantage when you try to do good deeds.
啊，因为如果我们不丧志。
If we don't do good deeds,
啊，我们越走这个路就会越光明。
If we do good deeds, our path will be brighter.
那既然我们知道这个得智慧做艺人的重要
，Now that we know that the importance of having wisdom,
啊，那我们接下来就要看看该怎么做啊，才能成为一个有智慧的人。
Are we going to study and we're going to continue to study to see how to become?
我们看一下箴言第四章的第二十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20.
箴言第四章第二十节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20.
那这里说，我儿要听，要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。第二十一节。
21.
都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的就得着了生命，又得着了医全体的良药。二十三节。
23,
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心所发出的。啊，这是我们很熟悉的经文。
And this passage is very familiar to us.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们说，一个人要得智慧的三个方法。
Here it tells us the three methods that we can receive wisdom.
啊，我们要怎么样得智慧呢
？How do we receive?
啊，这里告诉我们说，我们要听。第一个步骤要听。
And the first step is to listen.
啊，这个就是说，一个人在借着听，可以去吸收啊，吸收到智慧，得到方向。
And with listening skills, you can observe the teaching of.
但是这个讲起来很容易，做起来就是很困难的。
Speaking is easier than action.
啊，因为一个人的本性啊，都喜欢说，不喜欢听。
And it's our nature to speak, speak rather than listen.
啊，你看，不管是两个人在对话
，And if you see two people in the conversation,
啊，或者是公司在开会。
Or there is a meeting in a company.
啊，总是好像总是很多东西想要先表达出我的意见来。
And it seems like everybody wants to speak their mind first.
啊，就是说你先不要说，你先听我说。
And you tell people to stop speaking but listen to me first.
啊，不只是这样子，有时候我们在家庭当中也是一样。
And not just like that, but even the settings at home as well.
哦，有时候在发生在夫妻当中，或是父母子女当中也是一样。
And this happens between spouses and mother and child.
啊，我们总是想要先讲。
But we always want to speak first.
我们总是觉得我们是对的。
We always believe that we are right first.
啊，以至于我们常常会打断别人，先来表达自己的意见。
And many times we interrupt others so we can speak our mind.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们说，你要做一个智慧人。
But here it tells us to be a wise person.
啊，你就必须要先学习怎么听。
You have to learn how to listen.
啊，只有借着听，你才能够有了解。
And through listening, then you can understand.
因为有了解，你才能够讲。
But with understanding, then you can interpret.
啊，所以我们今天不管是在教养下一代。
Not only teaching our next generation.
或者是我们在帮助那些在帮助辅导那些需要的人。
And to help people who need our help.
我们自己都必须要先学会听的艺术。
That we should all listen to. We should all learn to listen first.
我们来看一下以赛亚书第五十章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书的第五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十章的第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每日早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听。像受教者一样啊，那这里说一个人如果要做教导别人的人
，Here it says if you learning how to instruct others
啊，在这里说要求神赐给我们受教者的舌头
，That we have to ask the Lord to give us a instructed tongue
哦，所以只是我们讲的话能够真正的帮助到别人。
So then we can speak the word that actually can help.
啊，但是在得到这个受教者舌头的同时
，and to receive this instructed tongue.
啊，在这里作者说，我们要求主每天提醒我们的耳朵。
And it tells the Lord to remind us to listen.
使我能听像受教者一样。
So then I can listen like the instructor.
一个人如果只会讲。
If a person can only speak,
啊，只会不断的教导别人
they continuously teach others,
啊，却不会听
but they don't know how to listen,
啊，却没有吸收
then that they don't have any gain,
啊，那他讲的越多，他里面就越空洞
and the more they speak, the more empty they are.
啊，只有我们不断的在吸收的同时
but through our continuous
我们在讲，那里面才有内容。
Then we speak, then we would have more
content.
啊，
所以这个不只是运用，这个运用在父母跟子女的对话当中。
And we can use this between the conversation of a parent and child.
啊，运用在那个。运用在信徒对话当中
and we can use this between conversations of our brothers and sisters.
运用在宗教教育的老师对学生里面
and we can use this between the teachers and students.
都是一样的
they are all the
same. 你如果不懂得听
if you do not know how to listen,
你就没有能力去讲
then you would have no substance to speak.
好，所以我们要不断，这就是为什么我们要不断的自我灵修，不断的吸收圣经的道理。
This is why we need to continuously need to learn and understand the words in the Bible.
尤其是对我们已经对我们成人来说。
And as for an adult.
哦，这是我们特别要注意的一点。
That we need to remind ourselves.
因为我们的教会的结构的关系。
And because the way how our church is structured,
我们会发现说，小孩他们有每一个阶段的宗教教育。
That each child are going through religious education.
我们想是不是这样子
Let's think, is it like that?
你看，孩子在教会里面有宗教教育。
And children receive a religious education.
然后他们有学生联谊会。
And they have student convocations.
然后他们再上来有大专团契。
And then they have fellowships.
哦，所以他们的一个阶段一个阶段都是有不断的有系统性的教育。
And through these different stages, they have different teachings.
啊，但是好像到大学毕业之后。
So just like after college,
当你开始工作以后
and when you start working,
好像你过了三十
and when you have gone over the age of
30, 有了家庭
that you have a family,
那如果你再我们仔细再想一想
and if you think carefully,
我们好像就没有一个有系统的教导了
it seems like the system has been lost,
所以对我们成人来说
and as, so for adults,
我们反而是要更加的注意
That we have to remind ourselves.
孩子，小孩有不断的灵修的课程是安排给他们。
That we have to.
的学生哈，他们不断教会都有安排灵修的课程给他们。
The students get a program of their learnings.
那我们呢
？What about ourselves?
我们也没有学生联谊会啊。
We don't have student convocation.
我们也没有大专神训啊。
No, we don't have.
所以如果NYTS 所以如果我们不注意
if we're not careful
我们反而哈、反而这个吸收道理的方法吸收道理的机会反而比孩子更少
and then our learning will be less than our child
好所以为什么我们要常常聚会
and this thatSo this is why we need to constantly.
为什么要在家里自己要懂得读经祷告
？And this is why we need to learn how to pray and read the Bible at home.
使我们在道理上能够明白。
So then that we understand.
给予下一代，给予学生的教导才会正确。
That we can give the right teachings to our next generation.
在这里说，不但要学习听。
Not only that we need to learn how to listen.
在这里说我们也要懂得看。
That we need to know how to read.
二十一节。
21st.
二十一节说这都不可离你的眼目。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21, it says, Do not let them out of your sight.
所以要得到智慧。
So that to receive wisdom.
不只要常常听神的话。
Not only that we have to constantly know God's word.
更要注意你眼睛所读的内容。
And you have to be careful on what you read.
我们常说眼睛是人的灵魂之窗，哈。
And sometimes people would say that our eyes are the soul.
所以我们所看见的，常常就是直接我们所吸收的。
And many times what we see is what we observe.
所以我们对自己的眼睛所看的要很小心。
So we have to be careful what we see.
因为你所常看的
，because what you see often，
会在不知不觉当中影响你这个人。
And this might influence your character.
有时候我在跟一些年轻人在聊天的时候
，and sometimes when I talk to younger folks，
常会发现他们看什么，他们就变什么样子。
And I realize what they see is what they have become.
尤其是那种很爱看连续剧的哈。
And especially for those people who like to see soap operas.
哇，看那个日剧啊、韩剧啊，整家里一叠又一叠的哦。
They like to see Japanese dramas, Korean dramas.
你发觉你跟他讲话的时候，他好像那个演戏里面的人一样啊。
And when you speak with them, they seem like they're the characters within those drama scenes.
那个口气啊，遣词用字，他那个讲话用的字啊。
And the way how they speak, and the way how they speak in the words that they use.
你觉得他好像在做戏一样啊？讲话很奇，那个讲话的口气很奇怪，好像演戏一样啊。
And when you observe carefully, you would.Realize that it sounds like you're what they're just like the drama series.
不只是影响到他们的动作、举止跟讲话哦。
Not only that this influence their the way how their action.
常常也直接影响到他们的思考跟逻辑的观念。
And this also influences their thinking.
所以你常常看什么，你就变什么样子。
And so, what you see often, you might just turn to that.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要常常啊看什么？看神的教导。
So what we have to constantly see to read is the teaching of
the word. 啊，不可使它离你的眼目。
You cannot let it out of your sight.
啊，借着这样就能够得到智慧。
And this is how you can receive wisdom.
啊，所以我们今天要问问自己。
So we should ask ourselves.
啊，在每一天的生活当中。
In your daily life.
在每天经过这么多事情里面。
And with all the events that happens to you.
啊，我在看什么？
You should ask yourself, what have I seen?
啊，我总是常常看什么？
And what do I see all the time?
啊，因为你所看的就会跑进你的脑海里面。
And what you see will seep through to your brain.
啊，就会影响你的个性。
It will influence your character.
啊，影响你这个人。
And it will influence yourself.
啊，第三。
And third.
啊，在这里说要存记在你的心中。
It says that keep them within your heart.
啊，所以今天一个人要怎么样得到智慧？
So, to how to receive wisdom.
啊，第一是我们要懂得听。
First, we have to learn how to listen.
第二是我们要懂得看正确的东西。
Second is we need to learn how to see the righteous.
啊，第三就是关于我们的心啦。
Then we will have to see it's about our heart.
哦，今天你所吸收的就到你的心中。
And whatever you observe today, should go through to your heart.
啊，然后反映在你的动作、举止跟态度上面。
And that should be reflected in your actions.
啊，所以如果我们常常读、常常听智慧的话语
，So if we often read and learn the words of God,
啊，这些就会进到我们的心中。
These then they will seep into our heart.
啊，但是进到我们的心中还不够。
Not only it going seeping through our heart, it's not enough.
啊，这里说要保守，要存在心里面，要存在心里面。
Here it states that we need to keep it within our hearts.
哦，你常常来聚会。
So you come to service all the
time. 啊，你常常听道理。
You often listen to the sermons.
那你就要把这些你所听到的存在心里面。
And make sure that you can keep it in your heart.
啊，因为你今天所存在心里面的。
And what you put in your heart today.
啊，有一天就是要救你灵魂脱离危险的。
And this might save you from.
啊。
It should save your soul and leave the wicked.
好，所以有时候我们觉得说，哎，常常来听道理。
And sometimes we say we come to service all the time.
啊，好像就是这样子嘛。
It seems just like that.
好，旧约很多故事。
There are a lot of stories.
啊，新约很多神迹。
And there's a lot of miracles.
啊，就这样子常常听，好像在听故事一样。
And we listen all the time. It's almost like stories.
啊，但是借着这样子不断的一次又一次的聆听。
So through these stories, it seems like you're just listening and listening.
一点一滴的把它存在心里面。
But if you insert it in your heart.
常常我们在人生遇到抉择的时候。
And then when we have reached a pinnacle point.
有时候人生当中，有时候你会遇到很信仰当中很危险的时候。
And if you have reached a point, a dangerous point.
你必须要做出很大的决定来，很大的牺牲的时候。
And you need to make a great sacrifice.
啊，你还没有，你没有办法决定你要怎么走。
And you haven't decided which way you are going to go.
啊，在那个时候。
At that point.
可能是你聚会当中所听见的一句话。
And it could be a sentence that you have heard in a sermon.
啊，可能是你自己读经里面所读到的一段经文。
Or it could be a phrase from a Bible.
就会在那个最危险的时候。
And at that time.
啊，跳出来。
It jumps out.
啊，从在来告诉你说不可以得罪神。
It reminds you that you cannot offend God.
哦，在你最难以决定的时候。
And when it's when you have to make the most difficult.
哦，圣经里的一句话照亮了你的心。
And then a phrase from the Bible might have put the light.
啊，让你知道人生要如何取舍。
And it tells you which path you need to pick.
哦，所以我们今天要把神的话存在我们的心中。
So we have to keep God's words in our heart.
啊，使我们能够借着这样子，逐渐的去揣摩明白神在我们生命当中的旨意。
So then through this, we can actually really understand the meaning of what God's words.
你看那个玛利亚，这个耶稣的母亲玛利亚哦。
Let's look at Mary, Jesus' mother.
我们从主耶稣降生之前
，and before Jesus were born,
到主耶稣降生之后
in when he after he was born.
圣经里面出现过好几次哦，说玛利亚就把这事存在心中。
And Maria have kept those in her heart.
好，为什么玛利亚会被拣选来作为这个耶稣的肉身母亲呢？
And why didn't Maria accept this?
为什么玛利亚在这个信在最终能够在这个信仰的路上有份呢
？And why would she know the?
她怎么能够在这里面认识到耶稣就是主呢
？And how did she know from this path to know God?
是因为她常常把所发生的事存记在心中。
And because she have put all of the events in her heart.
所以我们今天所存心中所存的
，so whatever we have saved in ourselves.
影响到我们将来的信仰
，and it impacts our future teaching.
影响到我们行走这条天国路
，and it influences the path that we go.
不只是要存记圣经的话，圣经的道理。
Not only that we need to insert the learnings from
the Bible, 更要存记耶稣在我们身神在我们身上的作为。
And we have to also remind ourselves of the blessings that we have received from God.
要常常思念，常常纪念主耶稣的作为。
And we have to constantly think of the deeds that Jesus has performed.
一个常常懂得思念神作为的人。
And for a person who constantly remind themselves about
Jesus, 他的信仰才会是活泼的。
That their
active,
their
faith,
will be active.
我们有时在觉得为什么好像信的越久，信心越好听叫平稳呐，难听叫冷淡呐。
So it seems like a lot. If you have believed in the Lord for a long time, well, it's easy. It's good to say that it's very steady learning, but or you can say it's become, or in a negative way would be it has become cold.
我们如果回想自己当初来认识主的时候
，Let's think about the times that when we first come to know God.
第一次听道理
，The first time we heard a sermon.
好像这个圣经的眼睛就开了，明白圣经的道理。
It seems like our eyes are lit, and then we can understand.
在我们得圣灵
，and then we have received the Holy Spirit.
好像神的爱充满在我们内心里面。
It seems like the love of God has filled our heart.
在我们接受洗礼
，and then we have received baptism.
那个缠绕我们多年的重担就随着水这样子流去了。
And
the burden.
The burden has been lifted through the water.
那时候的内心是多么的是多么的感动。
And at that time we were extremely touched.
那时候的内心是有何等的热切。
And then we are filled with warmth.
那时候对神的对神的跟神的互动是多么的直接。
And then our encounters with God was so close.
好像神就在我们身边。
It almost seems like God was next to us.
我一祷告，他就听见了。
And then, and we can hear him in the morning.
我好像我有任何的困难，我只要跪下来。
And it seems like whenever I'm in trouble, I just
kneel down. 他就在我身边。
And he's next to me.
抱抱我。
Embrace me.
给我安慰。
And gives me comfort.
给我帮助。
It gives me help.
曾几何时。
And then when?
然后从时间这样子一直过去
As time have passed,
我们逐渐的失掉了当初的这种感动
And since when do we have lost this feeling?
曾几何时
And when?
我们跟主的关系越来越冷淡
That our relationship with God has cool
我们常常会问说为什么会是这样
And we should ask ourselves when did these things happen?
常常是因为我们逐渐忘记了主在我们身上的作为
，because we often have forgotten things that God have done for us.
过去所发生的
，and things that happened in the past.
就已经存留在过去了
，and it's just the past.
现在只剩下什么
？and what's now?
只剩下现实
，it is the reality.
我工作很忙，所以我没有时间聚会
，that extremely busy at work and I can't come to service.
我工作很辛苦，所以我没有体力，我没有力气灵修。
And my work is very hard. I'm too weak to come.
我生活压力很大，所以我没有时间跟神保持关系。
And because I'm extremely pressured, I do not have time to keep my relationship.
所以在这种逐步的远离当中，我们的信仰逐渐的冷淡下来了。
And through these stages, that our relationship with God have cooled down.
但这告诉我们说，你要常常存记在你的心中。
So here it tells us that we have to keep it in our heart.
存记什么？
What do we need to keep?
存记你所听到那感动你的一句话。
So you have to keep the one word or phrase that have touched you.
存记什么？
And to keep what?
存记你读到那个触动你心灵的一章一节经节。
And to keep remind yourself of the one phrase that you read from the Bible.
存记什么？
And what do you what to keep?
存记那个主耶稣在你身上所做的所显出的大作为。
And to keep in mind of all the miracles that Jesus have performed.
主耶稣在我们身上一定有作为。
And we know that Jesus have always protected us.
只是我们会想跟不会想的差别。
It is for us to ponder or not.
一个常常懂得去思想主耶稣的恩典的。
And for someone who knows how to think about the good deeds.
常常做见证哦。
That often testify.
不一定要到台前来做见证。
It doesn't mean that you have to come up on stage and testify.
常常能够跟身旁的人做见证的。
And you can testify to others.
你会发现一件事情。
You'll realize.
当你对一个人做完见证之后。
After you testify to somebody,
常常不见得感动那个人。
Not, you might not touch the person that you're.
但是常常感动你自己。
But you will actually touch yourself.
常常当你跟别人分享那主耶稣在你身上的作为。
And when you, talk about the things that Jesus done for you.
你会发现你越讲心里越火热。
You will realize that the more you spoken about it, the more warmth you receive.
你越讲你自己越得激励。
That you would be excited.
讲到最后，对方不知道有什么反应，但是你自己却非常的感谢。
And your the person that you're conversing might not know what you're feeling, but then you would feel extremely thankful.
所以一个人如果常常懂得思念主耶稣的作为啊。
So for someone who constantly remind themselves and think about
Jesus, 不但他的信仰一定会成长。
Not only their faith will grow.
他这个人的人生呢，一定可以看见神更多的恩典。
In their life, they would see more of Jesus' blessings.
你感谢越多，神的恩典就越多。
The more that you thank, the more that you thank Jesus.
所以我们要
blessings you'll receive.
所以我们要常常把这个神的道理跟神的恩典存在我们的心中。
That we should constantly, keep God's word in our heart.
所以在这里告诉我们说，要保守我们的心胜过保守一切啊。
So that we have to, keep, God in our heart more than anything else.
你心里所存，圣经上告诉我们说，你心里所存的，你嘴就说出来。
So whatever is in your heart will speak out from through your tongue.
不一定是你所说的。
It might not be what you said.
但是是你的行为。
But this is through your actions.
你心里存的道理。
And what you have in your heart.
你活出来的就是一个有道理的人生。
You will live that kind of life.
你心里所存的是罪恶。
And if you have evil in your heart.
你所行所说的就是罪恶。
Your action will be evil.
所以在这告诉我们说，一个人心里如果存着神的话。
So here it tells us if you have the words of God in your
heart. 如果存着神的恩典。
If you have God's grace in your
heart. 常存着神的慈爱。
And then you keep God's love.
这样子的人他的人生就是有生命的。
So you can say that these people are alive.
所以我们继续往下看说，这是得到智慧的方法。
Here, let's continue to look at the methods of receiving.
那我们就来看一下得到智慧的结果。
And let's see the result of receiving wisdom.
22节。
Chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22.
22节说得到智慧的结果就是 得着他的就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。那这里说得智慧有两个结果。
Here it tells us there are two results from, from getting receiving wisdom.
啊，在这里说这两个，第一个结果就是得着生命。
The first is to have a life.
啊，这是对自己对个人而言。
And this is for ourselves.
啊，我们所领受的就能够表现在我们的生活当中。
That it will be.But what we have learned will reflect it in our life.
啊，所以如果我们里面有信仰，
so if we have faith within ourselves,
我们表现出来的就有信仰。
In what we act will have faith.
啊，这样子的表现可以使我们持守到永生。
And this kind of actions will lead us to heaven.
好，所以这是得着生命，是我们个人可以得到永生。
So when we have life, we will have eternal life.
啊，在这里说有第二个结果。
And here it tells us the second result.
啊，就是可以得的医全体的良药。
And here it tells us that we have health.
好，这是第二个结果，就是这是整体性的。
And this is this health is unison.
啊，这一个人有智慧。
So when someone has wisdom.
当一个人有信仰。
And someone has faith.
他就可以成为一个团体当中的帮助。
And they would be considered within a help within a society.
哦，所以使得这个团体因为它的存在而大家都能够得到好处。
So then people surrounded you can receive good.
啊，我们来看一下启示录的二十二章。Revelation.
Let's look at Revelation.
启示录的二十二章。
Let's look at Revelation 22.
启示录的二十二章第二节。
Let's look at Revelation 22 verse 2.
二节这里说，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民啊。那这里说啊，这个生命树哈，这个有生命河流过的生命树。
So here's this states the tree of life that's been through the river.
啊，在这里说它会结果子。
That it will yield fruit.
啊，还会有叶子。
And that they will yield leaves.
那这个果子是使人得到好处。
This fruit will give us benefits.
啊，这个叶子乃为医治万民。
And this leaf will heal the heals of nations.
哦，所以一个真正的基督徒，
so as for a true Christian,
他的人生当中会结出属灵的果实来。
That they will yield the fruit.
啊，他的存在能够成为医治别人伤口的良药。
That their existence will be.The heal
the medicine
to heal the wounded.
哦，当一个人受伤了。
So when someone is wounded.
哦，能够给他涂上好的药。
That you want to give them good medicine.
啊，使他不再疼痛。
Until they are no longer in pain.
啊，使他得到医治。
Until so they can receive healing.
哦，使伤口赶快复原。
So then they can recover.
啊，我们今天如果是这个医人的良药。
So if we are the medicine,
啊，就是能够在信徒当中有受伤的时候。
So if we have been wounded,
啊，当我们看到有信徒受伤。
And when we see someone who's wounded,
啊，不管是因为别人的言语。
And not because of someone's
words, 一个不小心的动作，
or someone's action,
啊，或者是他所受到环境的打击，
or because of the environment,
啊，当一个人受伤了，
so when someone is hurt,
啊，如果能够因为我们的关系使得他赶快复原，
and if it is because our relationship,
啊，使他不再疼痛，
that they are no longer in pain,
啊，所以我们要问问自己。
We should ask ourselves,
既然做一个智慧人啊，要能够成为医治万民的良药。
And then to be a wise person that we can heal nations.
啊，那我们对身旁的人是不是这样子的良药呢？
So are we this medicine for the people around us?
哦，是能够给那个受伤的人帮助吗？
So are we helping the ones who are hurt?
啊，因为我们的存在使众人当中和睦吗？
It's our existence, communal with
others. 啊，我们要问问自己哦。
We should ask ourselves.
啊，还是在我们不小心的时候。
So when we're not careful.
啊，还是我们因为我们的不小心。
Or because of our carelessness.
啊，不但没有成为良药。
Not only that we are not the medicine.
哇，还变成那个砍人的武器呀。
And we could and we are the weapon.
哇，好像菜刀一样。
Just like a
kitchen knife.
Oh, I was gonna say butcher, cleaver.
好像刀子一样，在你身旁的人呐、啊，一不小心就割两下。
And that we might have cut someone.
哦，所以我们要很小心。
So we have to be careful.
哦，我们要检讨自己。
No, we have to remind ourselves.
哦，看看自己对周遭的影响。
And to see what influences we have around others.
哦，我们是不是那个医治人的良药？
Are we the medicine that heals the wounded?
哦，还是那个砍伤人的刀，那个利刃哦。
Or are we the weapon that, are we the knife that, wound others?
好，所以借着去重新检讨自己的人生。
So we should, examine ourselves.
我们就能够明白这个智慧的道理有没有存记在我们心中。
Then we will know that if.The truth, it's in our. We kept the truth in our heart.
好，所以在这里第一个谈到是得智慧的方法。
So here it tells us the methods, how to receive wisdom.
第二个谈到得智慧的结果。
And then we discuss, the result of receiving wisdom.
那第三个就是谈到得了智慧会有的表现。
And third is to, we discuss, the action of after receiving wisdom.
我们看24节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24.
24节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24.
24节说，你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。25节。
Verse 25.
你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。26节。
Verse 26.
要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。27节。
Verse 27.
不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶哦。那这里说一个真正得到智慧的人，他自然而然会有的外在表现。
So here it tells us that when they have received wisdom, that they would have a natural reaction.
哦，就我们之前谈到说要听、要看、要用心。
So here's it. What we have studied is we have to listen, we have to look, and then we have to.Keep it in our heart.
哦，这个是我们自己的功夫。
And this is what we have to install.
是内在的，别人不见得看得到。
And these are something that we have to keep within.
但是一个真正得了智慧、得着生命的人。
So for someone to actually really receive the life.
他会有接下来的这个智慧的表现出来。
So they would naturally react.
好，在这里讲到第一个是讲到我们的口，我们所说的话。
Here it talks about what we have to speak from our lips.
我们就会除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
We would put away the perversely from our mouth.
好，所以一个得到智慧的人，他会勒住自己的舌头。
That they would hold back their tongues.
好，就是他讲话会小心。
That this.Means that they would be careful in their words.
好，我们来看一下雅各书的第三章哦。
James. Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第三章。
James chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
雅各书第三章第一节。
James chapter 3, verse
1. 他说：“我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。”然后第二节。
Verse 2.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。哦，在这里说一个人如果能够在言语上完全。
So here's, it tells us if we are complete in our words.
啊，那他就是一个完全人哦。
Then this is a complete person.
好，所以我们今天一个得到智慧的人。
So for someone, so today, so someone who have received wisdom.
啊，我们讲话就会思考过才说。
We will think before we speak.
好，但是这里他说，一个人如果言语完全，他就是完全人。
So here it says if someone's words are perfect, their speech is perfect.
啊，就会有人问呐、啊。
Then people will ask.
啊，那哑巴呢
？What about the ones who are mute?
啊，哑巴不会讲话、啊。
People who are mute can't speak.
不会讲话，那他是完全人吗？
So are they a perfect person?
哦，其实也不见得哈、哦。
And you can see that it's not true.
哦，因为我们常常说语言是从心里所你的你心所想的，你言语就发出来。
And we know that what we think reflected it, in what we speak.
哦，但是一个哑巴虽然不会讲话。
So a person who's mute cannot speak.
啊，但是如果他心里存着恶。
But if their heart is filled with evil,
你一样可以从他的肢体语言态度当中看得出来。
And you can tell through their body language.
那个就是他的言语。
And that is their language.
好，所以我们不只是嘴巴所说的那个讲的话。
Not only what we speak from our lips.
啊，有时候是包括我们那个态度。
That our action. This includes our action.
好，我们那个动肢体语言哦。
In our body language.
啊，这个都是我们的话，我们所说的话。
That also interprets what we speak.
哦，一个是有声的，一个是无声的。
And one has sound and one is not.
哦，所以这告诉我们说，我们要勒住自己的舌头。
And that we have to adhere tells us that we have to be careful.
哦，才是一个有智慧的人。
Then be careful what we speak. That then we can become a wise person.
哦，所以这个是，所以我们有时候，所以有时候有的人呐、啊，会觉得说啊，我想到什么我就说什么。
And sometimes people would speak their mind.
然后还很得意啊，还很得意说，你看我是一个心中没有诡诈的人。
And they will tell people that I do not have any evil in my heart.
啊，你看我很正直哦。
I'm extremely righteous.
我想到什么就说什么，都没有，我没有多想哦。
And the person will say, I speak my mind and I didn't think otherwise.
哦，所以我看到你。
啊，
看到今天看到一个人进来了。
And I saw someone coming in.
哇，你今天怎么穿这么丑啊？
And then they would say, wow, why do you dress this way?
哇，你怎么，好了，那个剩下不好听不要讲哦。哦，就是有时候他会直接想到什么就批评什么。
And whatever fault that they see,
哦，觉得说我这样子叫做一个正直人。
And some people might interpret that as the righteous.
哦，所以你不可以生气哦。
That, you can't be mad at someone who's being
straightforward. 我是说诚实，我是凭爱心说诚实话哦。
And they would say that, well, this is through my love, and I'm just telling you what I think.
哦，但是这样真是一个正直的人吗？
But to think carefully, is this really someone who's righteous?
啊，这个是这个叫做一个不会思考的人。
And this is actually someone who does not think through.
这个是不会 consider 哈，不会替别人着想的人。
And we can say that this is a person who doesn't consider others.
哦，一个所谓的凭爱心说诚实话。
So for someone who is actually speaking truth through in
啊，一个说所谓的说凭爱心说诚实话哦。
So someone who speaks the truth through love.
哦，不是说我想到什么我就讲给你听。
They don't just speak their minds.
然后你还不能生气。
And you can't tell them not to be.
圣经讲的哦。
This is what the Bible says.
我凭爱心说诚实话哦。
And with love, I speak the truth.
哦，不是这样子的。
It's not like that.
他是凭爱心说真理。
It's Through love, you speak the truth.
你说的是真理吗？
What you're saying, is it the truth?
你说的只是你个人的感想而已啊。
And what you're saying is just what you think.
哦，他的衣服好不好看？
It's the garment looks good or not.
哦，他的头发弄得好不好看？
If the hairstyle looks good or not.
啊，这个鞋子好不好看？
If the shoe looks good or not.
这是你个人的感受，个人的想法。
And this is solely just your opinion.
哦，这个不是真理。
This is not the truth.
所以更不能够以圣经说我是凭爱心说真理来作为随意批评别人的借口。
And you can't use the Bible, to criticize others.
好，所以我们今天在言语上面要学习。
So in our words, we have to learn.
好，在一个得到智慧的人，他的言语上面是会谨慎小心的。
So someone who has wisdom would be very careful with their wordings.
好，所以圣经告诉我们说要快快的听，要慢慢的说。
So and Bible tells us that we have to listen fast, quickly, and then speak slowly.
好，所以神造两个耳朵，一个嘴巴。
So therefore, God have created two ears for us and one lip.
啊，如果神要我们多说
，So if God wants us to speak more,
啊，就给我们造两个嘴巴就好了嘛。
That they would, God would have created two mouths for us.
哇，一个跟这边讲，一个跟那边讲。
Then one can speak to this side, and the other can speak to the other.
啊，神就是不要我们讲太多。
So because God didn't want us to speak so much.
哦，不要我们讲话不经过思考。
And he didn't want it to speak without thinking.
不要我们讲话随意的伤害别人。
And he doesn't want it to speak carelessness.
哦，所以我们要谨慎自己的言语。
That we have to be careful.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's go to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
29节。
Verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所书四章二十九节，这里说污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。哦，在这里说我们要随时说造就人的好话。
Here it tells us that that we have to. 29. We have to speak that benefits others.
哦，要常常要造就人哦。
That we have to benefits others.
哦，所以我们常说，哎，我怎么样来常说造就人的好话
？So how do we speak good words to others?
啊，有些人就想啊。
So people will think.
讲好话嘛。
To speak good.
哇，你今天哇，好漂亮啊
！Today you look so pretty.
哇，你看这个，你。反正啊，讲来讲就是哇，你怎么这个好那个好啊？
哦、you're good this way and that way。
哦，好像全世界你最好。
The whole entire world, you are the best。
哦，但是圣经上讲的是造就人的好话。
Here in the Bible, it says that to helpful for building others。
哦，是要能够build up， 是要能够造就别人，使他建立哦。
So it's to help others to build.
啊，不是只是纯粹讲好话哇！你今天很可爱，你今天很漂亮，哇！你今天妆化得很好，你这件衣服哇，看起来不得了。
Not just to say things out of carelessness.
哦，是要造就别人，是跟信仰有直接的关系的。
It had to be according to the truth.
哦，不是只是不断的去。吹捧别人，那个不见得是好话。
It's not to aggressively fluff others.
哦，是要能够对他的信仰得到造就。
It is to help them to grow in their faith.
哦，使得他能够因为你的话信仰得建立。
It is to because through your words that their faith have grown.
哦，因为你的话，他在行走天路上更有力量。
And because of your words that they can be walking to the path.
哦，因为你的鼓励，哦，因为你的话，使得他在软弱当中得到鼓励。
And because your word in their weak, in their times of trouble, that they have find encouragement.
哦，所以有时候我们看到我们身旁的人可能有一些软弱。
And we might see people who are weak, among us.
哦，可能是我们自己的家人。
It could be our family.
我们自己的配偶。
Or our spouse.
那有一些软弱。
And they might have a little weakness.
哦，我说我们那时候就不要很公义的去责备人家。
We shouldn't feel righteous. We shouldn't criticize with righteousness.
啊，因为他最需要的就是你那个造就他的好话。
And what they really need is comforted words.
不见得是姑息容忍他们的错误。
It's not to exaggerate their wrongdoing.
而是给予道理上、信仰上的鼓励跟支持。
And you need to use your words to encourage them.
哦，不见得用责骂的态度。
And you cannot speak to them with
rebuke.
哦，
而是与他一起承担痛苦的决心。
And then that you have to share their weariness with them.
使得他们在软弱当中能够回转。
So then in their weakness that they can turn around.
哦，使得他们在跌倒之下可以重新站立。
So then when they fall, they can stand up again.
哦，要用爱心说造就人、鼓励人的好话。
So with the love of words to encourage them.
那接下来说，你的眼睛要直观。
And here tells us that we have to see.
二十五节哦。
The right things.
二十五节说，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 25 it says let your eyes look straight ahead fix your gaze directly before you
不是说叫我们出去走路的时候只能看前面啊
not just for us to look straight when we walk
哇过马路只看前面不管来车
so when you're crossing the street not only just look straight and
然后还
think about cars
然后还说哎这圣经讲的
and don't say this is according to the bible
向前直观是人生走路的态度
to look straightwith your eyes is the path,
attitude.
Huh?
The attitude.
The beatitude.
The attitude.
The attitude we need to have.
好，是人生的态度哦。
This is the life attitude.
好，是我们要直直的走，不要乱跑。
That we should walk straight and do not go astray.
哦，一个有信仰的人。
So with someone who has faith,
一个存记神话在心中的人
someone who kept the words of God in their heart,
一个得到智慧的人
someone who have received wisdom,
啊，他的表现就是他很清楚自己要去哪里
and their actions tells you that they know exactly where they're going.
那为什么他很清楚自己要去哪里
Why are they so clear where they're going?
因为他知道他所追求的价值
and because they know the value of what they're pursuing.
因为看见了价值
And because of the value,
才有了方向。
And because of the value, they know the direction.
因为有了方向，
because they have the direction,
啊，才知道要往哪里走。
So they know where to go.
所以我们今天每个人都很忙。
So everybody here is very busy.
啊，生活压力很大。
That they have great pressure.
啊，竞争很激烈。
That there is a lot of challenging.
哦，但是在这个忙碌的人生当中。
And in this busy society,
啊，我们是要有时候要慢下脚步来。
We have to slow down.
啊，重新看一看自己的方向。
And we have to re-examine our direction.
我要去哪里
？Where do I go?
我要追求什么
？What do I need to pursue?
我最终要得到什么价值
？And what kind of value do I gain?
啊，因为只有看清楚了这个
，And because you can see clearly,
你才能够看清楚自己要走的路。
Then you can see clearly the path that you
need to go. 才会走在正路上面。
And that's how you can walk to the path.
所以眼睛要看清楚。
So your eyes must see clearly.
向前直观。
That you have to see straight.
不要看错了。
Don't look.
不要看错了。
Don't
be mistaken.
Do not be mistaken.
在我们努力追求人生的同时
，that we have to continuously to pursue，
我们需要努力工作
，that we have to work，
我们需要为自己的家人，为自己跟自己的家人提供一个更好的环境
，that we have to provide a better environment for our family，
这些都没有错
，this is not wrong，
但是一定有一个更高的价值
，but we know that there is something more valuable，
在这个人生里面一定有一个更高的意义。
That there has to be something that's more meaningful.
你的存在，神一定有一个更重要的目的。
That your existence in God has to have something that's more.
所以我们必须要在有限的人生里面找到那个无限的价值来。
So in our life that we need to find, we need to see what we need to pursue what we can't see.
好，这更高的价值哦 ，the higher value 哈。
The highest value.
好，所以在这个人生里面啊，我们要停，有时候要停下来，再重新看一下。
And sometimes we just need to stop and re-examine and look.
哦，我努力的一直跑。
And if we run continuously.
啊，我要跑去哪里？
Where am I going?
啊，我努力的一直追求。
If I continue to pursue.
我最后要得到什么？
What do I get at the end?
哦，是我们能够停下脚步，重新思考之后。
But after stopping and re-examining ourselves.
哦，能够看见那个正路向前直观。
And then we can see the straight path.
哦，所以你看见了什么？
What do you see?
你看见的就是你要走的方向。
You will see the direction that you need to go.
你看清楚了。
You will see clearly.
你看见那个你要得到的价值。
You see what you need to get.
啊，那就会决定你最后要走到哪里。
Then you can decide where you need to go at the end.
啊，第三个。第三。我们除了嘴要注意自己的言语。
Not only that, we have to be careful with our words.
啊，言语的圣洁。
In the cleanliness, the holiness of our words.
眼目的圣洁。
The holiness of our
第三个是我们行为的圣洁。
It is the third is the
啊，二十六节啊。
Holiness of our action.
二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 26.
二十六节说：“要修平你脚下的路，坚定你的道，不可偏向左右，使你的脚离开邪恶。”哦，在这里说到四件事情啊。
Here it says four things.
在我们的行为上，这个脚啊。人的脚就是人的作为，人的行为啊。
So in our action and our feet, and just like describes what the characters.
好，所以当我们眼睛看清楚了
，and when our eyes see straight,
我们今天重新思考过
，and after we think again,
我看到那个人生当中更崇高、更崇高的价值。
And we see the higher values of life.
我知道我要去哪里。
We know where we need to get.
我知道我要得着的。
And I, 我得着。
我要得到的、啊、
And I know what I want.
哦，所以我看清楚了，今天我看清楚了。
And I see it clearly today.
看清楚就要开始走啊。
So then you should start walking.
哦，就是要开始要有行为。
So you have to have the action.
哦，你今天说啊，我信耶稣了。
Let's just say today you, I believe in Jesus.
啊，我看得很清楚。
I see it very clearly.
啊，我要永生。
I want life and eternal life.
啊，我要回到天国。
That I want to return to heaven.
啊，我要得到那个创世以来为我所存的美好的价值。
I want to receive the greatest value.
啊，可是我不要守道理。
But I don't want to observe.
啊，我知道那个很好。
I know that's very good.
啊，可是我不要去。
But I don't want to go.
啊，我知道要得到永生，要我知道要得救，有得救的方法。
And I know that I want.To receive eternal life, and I know the methods.
哦，圣经说得救啊，你要洗礼。
In the Bible, it says that to receive the eternal life, you have to baptize.
啊，我知道这个很重要。
And I know that's very important.
啊，可是我不要洗礼。
But I don't want to.
啊，我知道说得救哦，要活出神的话来。
And I know to receive the salvation, I need to live the words of God.
啊，我知道这个很重要。
And I know that's very important.
啊，可是我不要做。
But I don't want to do it.
啊，那这样子，你所知道的跟你的对你所知道的对你就没有帮助。
So what you know and you don't act on it, then what you know does not help.
哦，就好像一群人排成一排要去赛跑。
Just like a lot of runners and they are lined up to run.
哦，你已经站在起跑点了。
And they are at the starting.
啊，预备好了。
And you're ready.
你知道跑，你只要再往前一直冲，你就可以得到奖赏。
And then you know if you go straight forward, you will receive the reward.
哦，你也知道哦，跑步要怎么跑。
And you know how to run.
哦，那个吸一口气，吐两口气。
And you.
哦，方法都知，你懂了很多的方法。
And you know a lot of methods.
啊，枪一响。
And when the gun have sound.
啊，大家都跑了。
Everybody ran.
你还在原地思考。
And you're still pondering at the starting point.
这个先跑要先左脚还是右脚比较快？
And then you think, should I start with the right or the left feet?
哦，我一口气要吸多久？
And how much breath do I need to intake?
啊，算一算我大概要多久可以跑到终点？以我的速度大概多久可以跑到终点？
And would my speed, how long would it take me to get?
当你拥有这一切的知识
，And when you know the When you know everything,
你也看到那个目标
and you, and then you have seen the end,
但是你没有动作
but you didn't act.
那你这样子不管你懂得再多最后的奖赏都跟你没有关系
Even though you know this but you didn't act, it doesn't matter what the reward is.
哦，所以我们今天一个属灵人
So today, as someone who, 属灵人,
a spiritual person,
一个得到智慧的人, and someone who received wisdom,
一个追求永生的人,
and someone who pursues eternal life,
他不只在道理上会明白,
not only that they, you understand the, the truth,
啊, 在道, 在方向能够确认, 那个价值能够确认,
and you are certain of the direction and the value.
更重要的，他会活出一个不一样的人生来。
That you will have lived a completely different life.
哦，就像这里要开始走喽，要走路哦。
Just like here, you have to start walking.
那在这里说走路有四点，有四个要注意的。
And here it tells us there's four things that we have to remind.
第一个就是要修平脚下的路。
Here it says that we have to level with the path.
哦，其实这个修平哈，它原来的意思哈，是你要看，要注意呀。
This level means that you have to be careful.
哦，不是把，不是说你把那个地铺平啊。
Not to make a smooth surface.
哦，有是说你在走路，你要看路啊。
So when you walk, you have to look at the ground.
啊，走路不看路怎么办
？If you walk, you don't see the ground.
啊，踢到东西会跌倒。
If you hit something, you might fall.
啊，如果有一个洞，你就掉下去了。
And if there's a hole, you will fall.
啊，所以走路要看路。
So when you walk, you have to look at the ground.
哦，我们行走天路也要看路啊。
So when we go to the path of heaven, we have to look at
the path. 哦，你要注意你脚下的路。
You have to be careful of your steps.
哦，如果看到有障碍，有东西，有石头在路上。
And if you see that there are rocks on the road.
哦，你看到了。
You see it.
你要跨过去。
You have to
avoid it. 哦，你不要傻傻的踢人哦，摔一跤。
And don't be silly and hit and kick and hit on it.
哦，所以走路要看路。
So when you walk, you have to be careful.
行走天路也要看路哦。
So when to when you have chose the path of eternal life, you have to look.
啊，有时候这路上有些障碍。
So sometimes there are obstacles on the road.
有些冲突。
And that there it might be challenge.
有些困难。
It might be trouble.
有些挑战。
And then there is competition.
啊，我们就要懂得突破，要跨过去。
We have to know how we can avoid that.
哦，要看到，然后要闪开。
That we have to see it and avoid it.
那第二个是说要坚定脚下的路啊，脚下的道。
And the second thing is that we have to plan your feet.
哦，就是走的时候你要确定那个度哦，很扎实啊。
You have to make sure that where you're going, you plan your feet firm.
哦，你每走一步哦，那走每一步都要走得很稳。
In every step that you take, it has to be
firm, steady. 哦，有时候我们信仰的路上哦。
And sometimes in our path of faith.
好，有时候路上不见得都是实心的路哦。
And
都是很 solid 哦。
It's not always solid.
啊，有时候路上可能有一些泥泞哦，有些泥烙哈，那种有土有水啊，有乱七八糟的东西哦。
And there might be different
mush
on the floor.
好，所以如果你跑，如果你一路一直跑
，if you continuously run.
啊，跑很快。
And you run very fast.
啊，跑很快其实是好啦。
Running fast is very good.
哦，天路要跑快一点。
To eternal life, you need to run.
哦，就是，但是你在跑得很快的同时
，just at the same time when you run very fast.
啊，你要看清楚你前面的路啊。
You have to be very careful on the ground, your path.
哦，有时候人跑太快了，结果是什么？
And sometimes when a person runs too fast, what are the results?
来不及注意脚下的路啊。
That they don't have enough time to be careful of their steps.
啊，所以踩到泥里面去了。
So that they might step into puddle.
啊，一滑可能就摔出去了。
And they might just fall.
啊，跑太快了。
And when they run too fast,
啊，掉到水里面去了。
They might have fallen into.
好，所以有时候跑得快是好。
Sometimes running fast is good.
但是如果跑得快，但是看不清哈，那宁愿走慢一点。
So if you can run fast, but if you don't see clearly, then you rather.
啊，什么意思
？Slowly. What does that mean?
哦，在信仰的追求上也是这样子。
So in our pursuit of faith.
哦，如果你能够又快又稳，当然是最好的。
And of course, it's the best that you can run fast and be steady at the same time.
但是如果你没有办法确定很稳
，if you can if you can not, if you do not know the steps.
哦，那你宁愿一步一脚印，每一步都走得很稳，最后能够走到终点。
You want to make sure your steps are firm.
哦，所以要坚定脚下，你每踩一步哦，都很确定哦，我的信仰是很扎实的。
And you have to be, you have to know, you have to be firm on your steps.
啊，第三就是说不可偏向左右。
That it says you do not want to sway between.
哦，在这个路上，在这个路上有很多岔路可以走哦。
And then there are other, yielding path.
哦，你看到，哎，那边好像很好玩。
You might see that there are things that are fun on the one side.
啊，那边好像很漂亮。
And that might be, very beautiful place on another side.
哎，那边我朋友在跟我招手。
Oh, and my friend might say hi to me on the other side.
哦，所以如果我们不小心
，if we're careless,
我们就可能走上岔路了。
Then we might walk on the wrong path.
哦，所以我们走路不可偏向左右。
So that when we walk, we cannot sway, right or left.
这一条路上的风景可能很单调。
And the scene might be very simple in this path.
可能没有那么好玩。
It might not be as fun.
可能没有那么漂亮。
It might not be as pretty.
可是它最后可以把你带回到主耶稣的身边。
But this path will can bring you to Jesus.
那最后就是要使我们的脚离开邪恶哦。
And last, we have to make sure that we are our footsteps are
away from evil. 当我们踩上这个起跑点之后
，And then when we have when we want to reach this point,
过去就跟我们过去的一切就跟现在没有关系了。
Whatever happened in the past has no relations to us.
哦，不要再回头。
Do not turn yourself around.
啊，不要再去想说哇，过去在埃及呀过得很好。
Don't think that your past life in Egypt is very good.
哇，在过去，在最终的生活也是不错的。
In my life in the past were very good.
哦，不要去想，不要再去想那些了。
Don't think that anymore.
哦，已经脱离罪恶了。
You want to be.Away from evil.
哦，不要再回头。
Do not turn around.
哦，要向前直观，往前跑。
You want to go straight forward.
啊，如果说在这个路上
，and on this path.
啊，我们有时候不小心犯了错
，and then we might have committed wrong.
哦，在一时软弱啊，做了一些得罪神的事情。
And then in our weakness, we might have done things.
哦，我们要立志做改变。
And we have to continuously change ourselves.
哦，借着存在我们心中的智慧。
And through the wisdom in our heart,
啊，借着神能力的帮助
，and with God's strength,
哦，使我们能够脱离那个捆绑我们的绳索。
And we have to leave evil that wrapped around us.
哦，罪好像一种，好像一条绳子哦。
It's just like a rope.
好，绑在我们脚上。
It ties on our feet.
一直把我们拖回去。
It seems like it's pulling us.
哦，罪是一种权势哦，一种 authority 哦。
It seems like it has its authority.
哦，好像想要压制我们，使我们不能够改变。
It seems like it's pressuring us that we cannot change.
哦，所以有些人他其实知道自己做的事是不对的。
And a lot of people know what they are doing.
他也希望改变。
And they want to change.
他想要脱离。
And they want to leave.
哦，脱离这种罪恶的力量。
And they want to leave this evil power.
哦，但是靠着自己是很困难的。
And through themselves is very difficult.
好，所以我们在这个路上，如果发觉自己被捆住了
，and when we know that we are being wrapped by evil,
啊，被脚被缠住了
，and that we are being held back,
啊，使我们走不动
，and that we can no longer move
跑不快
，when we can't run fast,
脱离不了
，we can't leave,
啊，我们就要求主耶稣给我们能力
，we need to ask,
啊，借着心里所存的智慧
，and so from the wisdom in our heart,
祈求神上头来的能力。
We should ask God for His power to help us.
斩断捆锁我们的罪恶
And to sever the evilness that's been wrapping around us.
哦，得到新生的力量
So then we can receive new life.
哦，使我们大家能够在这条路上走得又直，走得又好
So then that we can walk on this path very well and straight.
好，我们一起唱诗198首。
Let's sing in 148.
198首。
Let's sing in 198.
好，我们现在要一起来做结束的祷告。
We're gonna now to do a conclusion prayer.
好，我们求主耶稣能够继续带领我们每一个人的脚步。
So we're gonna ask God to guide our steps.
好，是我们每一个人在这个人生当中呢，都能够找到正确的价值。
So then that we can find the true values in our lives.
啊，借着正确的价值找到正确的方向。
So then when we found the true meaning of our lives, so we can find the right direction.
然后再借着主耶稣所赐的能力，啊，使我们能够活出基督的形象来。
And through Jesus' power that we can live His life.
啊，在我们祷告当中也特别纪念啊那些今天不能来聚会的啊弟兄姐妹。
And through our prayers, we should remember those who can't come to service today.
啊，以及啊我们所知道身体欠安心灵软弱 的人
and remember those who are weak in health
同时在今天明天呢、在Hillsborough 在喜乐坡教会也有一个圣工人员的讲习会
and today and tomorrow there is a holy worker seminar
我们知道我们刚刚有说在好像在一定的年纪之后啊，教会好像就没有这个继续的哈、系统性的给成人哈、给大人的，就比较缺少那个讲习会了。
So it seems like after a certain age, there is no system to really help us to learn more.
好像学生学生能够参与灵修训练的讲习会非常的多，但是成人很少。
And there are a lot of opportunities for students to learn. But it seems lacking in for the adults.
所以对我们就要自己想办法。
So for us, we need to think of methods.
除了要参加聚会。
And besides attending service.
除了要灵修，自我在家里有灵修的功夫。
And to cultivate ourselves at home.
那还有一个就是要。把握机会有一些参加的教会举办的活动我们也要把握机会去参加。
And we have to grasp every opportunity to attend all of these activities.
使我们借着参加这些讲习会，使我们能够对圣经的道理能够有更进一步的认识。
So through these seminars, so we can have a further understanding of. To learn the truth.
所以我们在祷告当中也特别为这一次在Hillsboro 的讲习会我们也特别求主耶稣带领。
So we should please keep them in our prayers. Please keep the adult seminars in our prayer.
好，我们一起同心跪下来祷告。